Sirius 197, XM 202, The Virus. This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. For links and galleries to everything discussed, follow along at BigKev'sGeekStuff.com. Tom.
Yeah. Welcome to Big Kev's Geek Stuff Dance Party 80s style.
Ew, I don't want to do that show.
That's, of course, we're playing that, of course, because we're going to be giving away the Tuts from Argonaut Resins and some other products that he has sent along.
Right. You can check them out at argonautresin.blogspot.com. Eric is a swell guy. He does amazing work all by himself in a studio the size of a janitor's closet.
All right, let's say what we have to give away from him, and then let's throw that out to people who are looking to win that stuff, and then we'll take some of the... everyone is waiting to hear what Derek from Georgia wants to ask us about, so let's throw it out there.
We have one Tuts t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
We have one of the awesome Tuts photo books.
Right.
And we have one of the exclusive Tuts neon pink cats. He only did six of these.
Right.
And this is one of the six.
One of six.
Signed. Nice.
Right? Nice. Very good. Oh, man. So, I'm dying.
You sound like you're on the coke.
I'm dying, man. All right. Now, let's all have a moment of pause and awe as we go to Derek from Georgia. Derek?
Yes, sir.
We've been building you up quite a bit, sir. Everyone is waiting with bated breath to hear what you want to ask, so...
Enjoy the show, man.
Don't fail.
Thank you. My question was, I had heard rumors of the Driver series coming to PlayStation 3 already. I know that it come out on Xbox. I'm a big fan of it, man. I've got all the other ones for the PlayStation series, and I was just wondering, had you heard whether it was coming out for PlayStation 3 or not?
No, I didn't hear anything about it coming to PS3. We saw a lot of games today at the con. Didn't see anything about Driver. We also went to another Sony event really recently where they're showing us a slew of games that are coming between now and Christmas, and I don't recall seeing anything about Driver for that one either.
Really?
So, sorry to disappoint you. You know what I did hear?
What's that, bud?
I heard McAvoy.
No, McAvoy, not Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins.
Not Bilbo.
That's what I heard.
Stop spreading this rumor.
Well, Derek, thanks so much for calling, buddy.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Take care. McAvoy.
No, not McAvoy.
Yep.
You know, when we're talking about games, I'm pushing you past McAvoy, your baseless rumor. One of the things I want to check out that I heard was over there, but I didn't get a chance to look at, was the new 007, right? There's an Xbox one, and then there's a Wii one.
Yeah, we were told the Wii one looks just like GoldenEye. Yeah,
slightly tweaked.
Yeah, slightly tweaked GoldenEye from like Super Nintendo days or what was it?
No, that was 64. I was in Super Nintendo.
Sorry. I go back a little further than It looks just like the Atari 007 game.
What?
There was none. I know.
No.
I'm just trying to play a date joke.
Wow, that's great.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, that's something I definitely want to check out tomorrow. I know there's some other game stuff over there that we have to take a look at, but...
Right. And we're also going to take a look at our callers who are going to win these fabulous Tuts prizes.
Ooh.
We'll announce those later on, so keep calling in. We haven't selected our winners yet.
All right.
We are going to go to Jesse from Westchester, or as I like to call him, Mr. Obvious. Jesse, how are you?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's going on, sir?
Not much. I was at the show today, and before I get into the reason I called in, I was going to say it was a good show. I stopped by the booth.
Oh, cool. Was I there?
You know, I'll be honest, it gets so fucking crowded there.
Yeah.
That it's you can't even really control yourself. You know, you're kind of fucking being forced along. I stopped by, I donated $10.
Oh, nice thanks for that. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I got an ONA shirt. So I've always wanted one of those. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, I know this guy. The guy was very happy that there were some O&A shirts available for him to have there. That's very cool. And what did you want to say about your con experience, Jesse?
People need to fucking clean themselves up before they go out in public.
Word.
I mean, I don't know if you noticed the bags they were giving out on the way in. They did something I've always thought they should do and put little sample size deodorants in there.
Oh, really? See?
Yeah.
I didn't get one of those bags.
I didn't see one of those bags.
Yeah, it was the yellow, I think, Midtown Comics or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right.
People were handing them out like on the immense line to get in, even if you already bought your ticket, which went pretty quickly, though. It was huge, but, I expected to be waiting an hour and a half to get in. But there were a couple times where I got the distinct scent of just shit in my nose, blasted in the face. And it's like, did someone shit their pants and they're just walking around?
They may have.
I want to ask you, were you around cosplayers when that occurred? People dressed as funny Japanese animals or people?
And offering free hugs. I noticed that a lot
today. Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's sex to those people.
Yeah, basically. I think if you're there, you can't not be around cosplayers. And I will say, though.
You can if you have a big stick.
Or a taser or something like that. I got to say, though, it's not my thing, but some of those fucking costumes are amazing. Some of them look really funny, badly, just, a fake shitty mustache I saw on some guy. And a lot of it is the anime stuff that I'm not that into, so I don't know who they are. But there was I don't know if you saw Cammy from Street Fighter.
Okay,
little blonde.
Now, there were two Cammies.
There was a short, hot blonde
right.
with her ass hanging out.
Yes.
Just as Cammy has.
And then there was an atrocious one also.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it was a sight to behold.
I'm sure it is. There are a couple. I did see a dude, 6'4", overweight, with his whole body, didn't have a shirt on. Or he had a shirt, but it was like a tight spandex cutoff thing.
Jesse,
it was painted yellow.
Jesse, we're going to cut you off because you're starting to make memories come back that I have put in a place that I don't like to access.
All right, but I will say the games tomorrow. Go check out Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, actually, that's funny that you mentioned that because Juan from Miami wants to talk about that. Thanks so much for calling, Jess.
Cool. All right, take care. Take it easy.
Bye. Bye. Juan from Miami.
Hey, guys. I'm just, I've been trying to get in contact with you guys for a while, but, Marvel versus Capcom 3, I just saw that they, some previews and they just released some new characters. And I'm wondering if you guys expect to see any new stuff, because I was really happy to see Arthur put in there from the old Golden Ghost games. And then MODOK. From Marvel, and Magneto got introduced right back, which I expected, but I'm still expecting Cyclops, maybe some Psylocke showing up back in there.
They actually are demoing that game, and there is such a massive crowd. If the screens weren't literally 9 feet off the ground, nobody would be able to see anything because there is a huge pack of people around that booth at all times there. Absolutely at all times. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, are we excited about it? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's kind of cool.
I don't know if anything's going to be new announced this weekend, although we'll probably find out tomorrow, I would think. Hopefully, I'm going to make it over there tomorrow. It is on my list of things to do in that area of the con. So, I guess maybe listen in next week when we do our... Because, right, we're back next week, Kev?
We actually are going to be live again next midnight on the... What is it called, E-Rock? The Night of Live?
Sure, why not? The Night Alive. Weird Medicine, Special Delivery, and Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Juan, thanks a lot for your call, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
You like cutting people off.
There's so many people to get to. I want to get to as many people as we possibly can, and, I got to trim them out.
I understand.
I got to trim them out.
Fine. Who's next?
Good one. I'll tell you who's next. I'm dying. All of a sudden, I'm like, I'm having an allergy attack.
Yeah, your face, you're a great picture of what you want to stay away from at the con.
Exactly.
There is stuff coming out of every facial hole.
Orifice. I see you stopped short of saying every orifice.
Yeah, no, I can't see below the console table, so I'm hoping everything is,
I don't know who uses this chair on Monday, but
poor them.
Eek. Ooh.
So I don't know. I mean, how about some of the stuff you really want to see tomorrow, or you know we're going to do tomorrow that we haven't gotten a chance to do yet? Like, for example, I know we're going to try to go and see Rafael Albuquerque.
Right, the artist of one of our favorite books, American Vampire, over from Vertigo. And, we are going to try to see him. Of course, we're going to be hanging out with Eric from Argonaut Resins. Still giving away those prizes tonight, so don't forget to call in for those.
Right.
Right now, we're going to pick those winners very shortly, so you want to call in for those. And there's still a whole bunch of stuff to do at the con that we still haven't gotten a chance. I haven't shopped.
Yeah.
Two days, I haven't shopped.
I'm slightly perturbed because I did have a chance to walk a large portion of the floor today, and I didn't see as many vendors as I had really hoped to see.
Right.
I know that I saw some good trade vendors, graphic novel vendors, so I'm probably going to go back there tomorrow. Not a lot of toy vendors, though.
No, I noticed that also.
Which is a little disturbing because I'm looking for some stuff.
And we should say, as we're walking out tonight, I thought that it was New York Comic Con and the anime festival,
right.
New York Anime Festival. And I thought they had kind of just mixed everything together.
No.
Because what I noticed was that there was a lot of cosplay anime guys on the main floor.
Sure.
Like vendors and stuff. Until we left today, and I saw downstairs, there's a whole nother huge room of just anime guys. Anime producers and sellers and vendors and all that stuff, and that's all down in that little room.
No offense to anybody that's listening to this show that's a big anime fan, but I'm kind of glad they separated those people.
I'm just saying a little separation.
Just a little bit.
That's it.
Just a little bit you're there.
Right.
We're here.
And this is the conclusion I came to today.
All right.
As weird and out there and niche-y as most people think you and I are and our ilk,
right?
That's exactly how we feel about anime fans. Cosplayers, those guys.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, maybe we should clarify that with the really serious, dedicated, kind of scary anime fans.
Right. No, I'm not going that niche.
Oh no, you're saying all anime fans?
My group is wide.
But you're kind of you're not an anime fan at all. Akira.
No.
Princess Mononoke.
Yeah, so you can name them all.
Is that the only two?
No.
Have I missed any?
Battle of the Planets.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
Star Blazers.
All right, Star Blazers.
I like Graveyard of the Fireflies.
All right.
Which is that was that a sad movie. I like Voltron, the Lions.
Right. Samurai like, 7, right? You watch that
series. Oh, yeah. Samurai 7 was really good. What was that? There was another one I liked that I can't remember the name of. But it's, there's some that I like. But, you know, overall, I hated Spirited Away.
Right.
I hate most Miyazaki. Princess Mononoke was really good. Nausicaa and the Valley of the Wind was really good.
Yes.
But that's
I didn't like Spirited Away. What was Howl's Moving Castle?
Yeah.
Was that his?
Yep,
I like
Miyazaki
that one.
Miyazaki also.
Neo, Spirited Away,
Neo,
though, I hated.
Neo, that one that's just out now recently. I didn't like that one. So, meh.
Did you go down Autograph Alley at all? I actually purposefully stayed away from that area. I almost didn't want to deal with that.
Well, here's the thing. We didn't have to go very far.
Well, because Trisha Helfer
from Battlestar Galactica
and Katie Sackhoff were signing directly behind our booth.
Like literally behind our booth.
I saw the two of them walk past at least a dozen times today.
And we had to, at a couple of occasions when we had, for example, Eric from Argonaut Resins, who were giving all this stuff away for calling in tonight, if you call into the show, that stuff... when he was there, rather, we had to actually bend their line around the other side of the booth so that Eric's line could form in front of Eric.
Yeah, and Eric, you know, Eric had a good group of people, and they had a good group of people, but it was just this weird,
it was a weird,
unhealthy
thing.
Meshing. You know, another booth we checked out that I forgot before we were in that area of the floor, we went over by the Tonner booth to check out some of the stuff that they've got going on, and we saw some of the Firefly stuff.
We did. We saw the brand new Jane.
I like the Jane
figure. Was awesome. Really awesome. And of course, we want to mention, of course, at this time, this is a Big Kev's Geek Stuff inspired line.
That's right. If it wasn't for me and you,
that's right, there
Tonner
would be no
not be doing this line.
Tonner Firefly stuff.
Because we pitched this to Robert Tonner himself.
The day we met him.
Which was probably 3 years ago.
Longer
at this
than
point,
that.
4 years ago?
Probably closer to 5 years ago, yeah.
So yes, you could thank us.
Yeah, and we have him on tape saying that we are directly the cause of that.
That's right. So what's out so far in that line? We know that that Mal is out
for their convention,
right?
Because they have a Tonner convention,
correct?
For their convention, they did a Mal and they did an Inara.
Okay,
the Inara and the Mal, they sold them out at their convention, and that was it. Then they did a second Mal. Where they changed the Mal a little bit, the sculpt a little bit, and some other things. That's the Mal that's out now.
Right.
And you can get him. The coat is an accessory.
Right.
So you have to get the coat separate, which is interesting. And then coming out, actually, I think they just landed, or they just got them in the warehouse, rather, is the Jane.
He got the hat.
Yeah. I don't know if there are any Firefly flans. Yes, in a cupboard. I have to say that since we inspired this line, Tonner has graciously given us a Mal to give away. So this is a 16-inch Mal. If you're a Firefly fan, go to your phones right now. 866-969-1969. You know, most people that call tonight are going to be getting something. Something huge, too. So we got more of these horseman pieces. We got the Argonaut resin pieces. And, you know, we're giving it all away. We want you to have the swag experience just like we did. 16-inch Mal action figure, fully decked out. He comes with the coat. So you're actually getting two fabulous Tonner prizes. For calling right now, 866-WOW-1-WOW, 866-969-1969. So, yes.
Why don't we talk about something that's lacking that I noticed? Have you noticed that some of the toy companies that we traditionally like to visit, that traditionally have good exclusives at New York Comic Con in years past, not there this year? Like, I don't think Mezco and NECA are there.
I don't recall seeing either one of them.
And both of them have had pretty good exclusives in the past. I mean, NECA in the past was doing the Turtle exclusives. I think at last year's New York Comic Con, is that where they first did the 4-pack of the colored Turtles? Because the black and whites were San Diego.
We don't use that term here, sir.
Yes, we do.
They prefer African American turtles.
No. First of all, the turtles are neither. I don't know what they're Californian.
Are they? They're Californian? They live in New York.
Yeah, but they help.
Did you read the book?
I did read the book, but they talk like they're surfers in New York then with their cowabungas and their dudes.
Hey, let me interrupt you, sir, and let me ask how many more of those fabulous Four Horsemen pieces do we have to give away?
I think actually we only have one more signed.
Uh-huh.
And then we might have a couple unsigned.
Okay, so Eric, guys in the booth, we're going to take one more. We're going to take how many unsigned, you said? Let's do another set of four. One will be signed, three will be unsigned. So give us four winners.
Okay.
First four callers are going to get those. Also, we're looking for callers for the Eric stuff from Argonaut Resins. The Tut stuff. So when you're calling, you got to tell us what prize you're after, and we'll tell you if it's still available.
And you were giving away the Firefly thing
the
as well.
The Firefly thing, yes.
Congratulations to Chris in Colorado who picked that up.
Chris in Colorado.
Nice. Congratulations.
Chris. So a Firefly fan is very happy now. Hey, listen, if you think the figure is dandy, and you should, or the Jane figure, go over to Tonner.com, right? Or Tonnerdoll.com.
I think it's Tonnerdoll.com.
Check it out over there. And, of course, the Horseman, you want to check out. We said we would plug the heck out of this. Fourhorseman.biz. And you spell out four, FOURHORSEMEN.biz. So check that out as well.
And, of course, for the Tut stuff, it's argonautresin.blogspot.com.
We have the three winners for those if you want to know who they are.
Yes, who are the three winners?
We have James from Tennessee. We have Jess from Peekskill, New York. And a girl, Jamie in New Orleans.
Well, don't make such a big deal out of it, E-Rock. It's a girl, so what?
He's just surprised that they listen.
Just surprised that they
it's almost 1 a.m.
Is it almost 1 a.m.?
Well, we've been up way longer than you.
And we have to get up again tomorrow and do this again tomorrow.
Let's. So we took those three winners. We have the winners. So we have the Tut stuff left.
No. I thought
Tuts is gone.
Tuts is gone.
Firefly's gone.
Firefly's gone.
We have the Gothopolis. We have four left. We have one sign, three not.
One sign, three not on the four Gothopolises.
Right.
So calling for those. I want to take Bill's phone call because this actually makes me very excited. Bill, you say something about Star Blazers info live action?
Yeah, they're doing a Japanese version of the first, Space Cruiser Yamato.
A live action version?
Yep, comes out this Christmas.
No way. Really?
It's in Japanese. It's in Japan.
For now.
And my God, it is scary how good it looks.
Really? Is there trailers online or something?
Yep. All over the place. I've been seeing, they had a teaser trailer out around the first of the year. I thought it was a fan job until I saw the long trailer.
Right.
And they've got everything right. The Admiral is spooky.
Wow, that's awesome. I can't wait to see that. Thanks so much for giving us a call, Bill.
The thing I think they're going to do is they're going to stick close to the original film. So it's going to be gory.
That's awesome.
I'm really excited about that. I'm going to go look up that trailer right now. Thanks so much for your call, Bill. As we bring to a close this fabulous edition of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM experience, we have to thank, of course, the Opie and Anthony channel on SiriusXM for having us on.
Of course.
The Virus, Sirius 197, XM 202. And we have to thank our good friend E-Rock, of course, our producer here for the SiriusXM experience. And we also have to tell you to check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where you can find out everything that we're doing, even stuff we can't mention here on the on this show. Also, our Studio Vs are available, and some more of those will be coming up, including some of the things we talked about today, some of the interviews and so on and so forth.
Right,
so,
yeah.
And we might pepper a couple of those in our live show next week as well. Maybe the Carrie Always one, because that one was creepy as all hell.
All right.
If we can get it, production Tim and all. Oh, actually, he's in Scotland.
I don't think we're going to have it for next week.
And, yes, anything else? Do you want to do your plug, sir?
Sure. Don't forget, like Kev said, you can check us out at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can also check us out over at Facebook. That's Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. You can follow the show on Twitter, Twitter.com/BKGeekStuff. You can follow me on Twitter. I put all my updates in there. GeekStuffOG over at Twitter. And I think that might be just about it.
Yes, and we'll see you next week live for another edition of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, live on the night of live.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff is over. For a transcript of the show, feel free to write down every word Big Kev said. And if you do, please send us a copy. Sirius 197 XM 202. The Virus.